DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to another episode of Not Another Podcast, where we just spent the last 10 minutes debating whether or not Tom Cruise got his start in Top Gun or Legend.
Well, obviously it was Legend. Obviously.
I am James.
I'm Dan.
I'm Sam.
Woo!
And we're missing Jim. Fucking diva. Always late.
Jerk.
You know, I told you if you got him the bowl of M&Ms, he would show up on time.
Well.
But did you do it?
Well, I said
did
to
you
him,
do
I
it?
I don't think they made it.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Melted in there, right? He's trying to get him here.
The best
know?
Line from Family Guy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Brought to you by James Woods.
So,
if you feed them, they will come.
2 weeks ago, we got into really silly, fun discussion. Mm-hmm. And it led into another one that, unfortunately, we didn't have time, but I saved it. And we would have done it last week, but Sam was busy.
Making real money, sure.
Yeah. And we forgive her, because if we could get out of this fucking show, we would. But
well,
we're all
I don't know that I'd tell you, but
contractually maybe. Obligated to be here.
I guess.
And by all of us, I mean me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just sucked the rest of you into my
pretty much.
Misery. But as we were getting off the air, I say air like we're on the radio.
Right.
Wishful thinking.
Because people listen. No, they don't.
Samantha suggested a great topic, and I wrote it down and I added a bunch. And that was the old Stand by Mary Fuck Kill.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have a list, and we will add as we go along, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
But we're gonna start with Mary, and we're just gonna kinda go around. And the only caveat I'm gonna put on this is it has to be a celebrity who is alive.
Okay, that's fair. It's a little too easy though, just being honest.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, it is.
My lists are very long and very distinguished. So picking just one is going to be a pain in the ass.
See, for me, it's a matter of there's always been a number one seed for me. Always. That's Selma Hayek. Even as old as she
to
is
to kill?
Now, no, to marry. I'd marry her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, my number one pretty much for that pretty much stays the same, too.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah.
I imagine your marry and fuck will be the same.
Hey, I might surprise you. I don't know. Well, no, this isn't the way the game is actually played. You pose a question of three people, three celebrities, and then we have to say which one we'd marry, fuck, or kill.
Mm-hmm. See, I never played the game.
Oh, that's fair.
So I should
honestly, I was thinking to myself, it's like,
you were
well,
never a 12-year-old girl.
It's going to be too easy. All right, we'll miss
yeah,
know
you
it
come
all.
Up with three. So each of us should come up with a couple sets, and then the others will go through and say who they would marry, fuck, kill.
Can I please make it an official point of order that we neglect to put the Cheeto in chief, because we all know where he would fall?
Yes.
And that's almost too fucking easy.
So he is off the table completely.
Off the table.
I'm
yeah.
Sure with that. Okay, tell you what. Since I have a whole number of selections here, why don't we go back and forth? Samantha and your name was?
I'm one of them. I'm the other guy here. Not Big Jim and I'm not Bryce. So, you know, just work it out.
Marty.
Sure. We'll go with that today.
When Jim comes on, the three of you will take turns and you come up with three celebrities and I will pose the scenario.
Well, again,
and I will start with Mary, Fuck, Kill.
All right. I suppose that's fair. But are we asking each other these questions?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll start with Marry, Fuck, Kill, and then I'll pose the next three.
Okay.
And then we'll come up with celebrities.
I can dig that.
Okay. So, Marry, Fuck, Kill. Samantha, who are our celebrities?
Our celebrities are, let's see, Kate Blanchett.
Okay.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
And, Jack Black.
Now, do we get to stipulate on age, or are we going present day only?
Present day only.
Okay.
Present day only, yeah.
All right. Take it away, James.
Okay. Let's see. I think I would marry Jack Black because endless humor.
That's fair. I agree with that.
This part's hard.
So,
you know, I think I'd fuck Jack Nicholson.
What?
I would prison fuck Jack Nicholson. Just to say that I did. And then, sorry, Kate, but I'm going to have to kill you.
Really? Wow. But, not the way I thought that was going to go.
Well, you know, if you had posed someone different than Jack Black, maybe she would have survived. But I mean, come on. Jack Nicholson, how many people, I guess that's a lot of people can say they fucked Jack Nicholson. Well, no. A lot of people can say they were fucked by Jack Nicholson. That's not a lot of people can say they fucked Jack Nicholson.
That's fair. All right.
And the whole time I'd be doing an impression of him, too. But you never thought you'd be getting.
You feel lucky.
That's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it's the wrong person.
Okay, that's our first celebrity fuck up.
Now I am. No, Jack would be funny, I think.
Okay, so Dan's going now.
All right, so in all respects, I think I would. See, I think I would marry Kate Blanchett just because it'd be funny. Then again, I don't necessarily have a problem with her as a person. I would probably fuck Jack Black, and I would probably kill Jack Nicholson. The only reason being, Jack's getting on a bit. Don't think he could.
It's
really
a mercy hit. Killing.
It would be a mercy killing. And Jack Black, I think
I could fuck you, Jack, but I think I'm gonna have to kill you.
I'm gonna pass. And the thing about it is I think Jack Black would, again, as opposed to marrying
be a gentle
him
lover.
And having endless laughs that way, I think he would be funnier in shit and sack. So, I mean, why not? Get a couple of giggles out of it.
Giggly giggles.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, Samantha.
I would probably marry Jack Black. dog.
Indeed.
Apparently they don't agree with
they
that.
They disagree with that. No! You will not marry Poe! He's a panda bear!
The wind blows and my door creaks and then, you know, the younger dog is like, oh my god! My older one's like, what is happening? I'm just trying to sleep.
Oh, the alarm's going. Gotcha.
Okay, so, I would marry Jack Black. Sorry, girls. Deal with it. I would fuck Kate Blanchett. And again, same reason as Dan, because he's lived a very long life. I would probably just kill Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd have the stamina to, you know, keep it going. I mean, whether you married him or fucked him, I just don't necessarily think that he would have the stamina.
I mean, not many people can keep up with me anyway, so. You know. Yeah, so that's mine.
That's fair.
Okay. Wow. You guys just gonna murder Nicholson, okay.
Well, it's not like, again, you didn't give me time caveat. Now, if I could have got Nicholson circa 91, maybe. Oh, yeah, definitely. He was the Joker. I mean, come on. That's hot.
Fucking as Joker.
Okay. Next three questions. For the next set of celebrities. Who would you get into a drunken bar fight with?
Okay.
Who would you go on a very long road trip across the country with?
Ooh, okay.
And who would you just like to party with for one night?
Okay.
Now, Dan, you have to come up with the celebrities.
Okay. Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Jeffrey Rush. And I'm going to go with, just to make it up, Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say I want to go on a cross-country trip with ScarJo because there's a good chance that I'm going to see her naked at some point.
That's fair.
Get into a drunken bar fight. I've got to be with Harrison Ford.
Well,
now, are you fighting against him, or is it you and Harrison Ford against the rest of the
bar? Yeah, it's you and Harrison Ford against the rest of the bar.
Okay, yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah.
And then one night party with Jeffrey Rush, although I think party is not the term I'd use with Jeffrey Rush. Somehow I feel like he'd take you to a poetry reading or something stupid like that.
Probably.
Right. I don't know who that is.
Jeffrey Rush was, he's Barbossa in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
And now that you know who he is, it's your turn.
Okay, what are the options again?
So,
road trip?
Road trip across the country, drunken bar fight, and party one night.
And it was Harrison Ford, Jeffrey Rush, and who else?
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. I could probably road trip with ScarJo.
Because you'd see her naked?
No. Because girls have more fun.
Fair.
Seeing each other naked.
I saw Bad Night. I know.
I pretty much agree with James's. I would drunken bar fight with Harrison Ford.
You got to.
Yeah, I mean,
because the whole time you're fighting, you're going to be going dun 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 dun.
See, and honestly, I'd have to change gears only a little bit on you.
What's not your turn yet?
Well, yeah, go for it.
Well, I agree with James's conclusions.
Yep.
Yeah, so, same concept. You feel like Jeffrey Rush is going to take you to a really lame poetry reading?
Yeah. But, you know, maybe we'll be drunk while we're there. Who knows?
He
would probably give you a really good joint.
That'd be fun.
Like, he would give you a really good joint. And, like, you guys would just have that full body high. And you just listen to some poetry. Just like, yeah. that's what would happen.
All right. So there's Sam's three.
Okay.
And, again, for me, I'll agree with the road trip with ScarJo. But here's where I vary. I would love to be in a drunken bar fight with Jeffrey Rush because I have a feeling if we started winning, he would bust into Barbossa halfway through or speaking in pirate tongue as he's molly stomping some ass with me, which would be funner than shit. And the road trip with Han Solo, come on. How would you turn down an opportunity to be as Chewy?
Except for the fact that he's a bitter old man right now, and the whole time he'd be bitching and complaining. And
I would too. Why are we on this road trip?
He would only
know.
Take
it was James's question.
He would only take your fucking Chewbacca references so long before he actually punched you out of the car while you were driving.
But then I get to get into a fight with Han Solo. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
But not with him,
man,
against him.
Who threw the first fight? Who threw the first fist?
Again,
who shot first?
Harrison Ford.
Well, actually, no. It would be a one-night party.
Jim says he's ready.
It would be a road trip with Scarlett Johansson, so I'm actually okay. No, that was what my call was. I agreed with you guys on Scarlett Johansson as the road trip. Harrison Ford would be my one-night party. And my bar fight would be with Jeffrey Rush. So I guess in Barbossa, you know, duking it out with me. See?
You're just hoping that he breaks into Barbossa. You're going to be so disappointed.
Otherwise, he's going to get his ass kicked, and I'm still going to have a great story. One way or the other, it's gonna be good.
Okay, let's see. I got two more, so I gotta come up with. Oh no! I got three here. Okay, so the next three questions.
Do you really?
Yeah,
sweetheart.
Damn. Hey, buddy, you got to catch up with us.
Yeah, well, you know, being an unfit father isn't as easy as one would imagine it would be.
I have You're faith crazy. In you, Jim. I have faith in you.
Thank you. Anything, I think. I'm not quite sure.
Hey, we were all wondering, why do you call the kid the squid? Where did that come from?
Well, she's part Cthulhu. You didn't know?
No. I've seen the kid a couple times, never saw the tendrils.
Well, no, when Malia gave birth to her, it was a water birth, and she came up out of the water to lay waste to the cities of man.
Genes from Malia's side. Because I never saw any demigodness in you, but, you know, hey, it could be recessive. Damn.
Danny, you're just straight up, like, going for the kidneys and the hope in my heart right now. You're just like, all right, well, I believe that you could be an unfit father. I also don't believe that you have any, you know, demigod in you. Like,
that's why I feel like he's an unfit father, because I have seen the demigodness in him.
But
I've seen the man take a punch.
Honesty is the best policy.
Everyone knows demigods are terrible fathers.
So this is why I called in. Yes, just get my dick kicked in the dirt right now? I mean, at this point, Samantha's the only one on my side, I hope. I'm not sure.
I'm not listening.
So,
Good. No. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, I'm an asshole. I'm sorry about myself.
Isn't this why you call
I'm
all
sorry,
the time,
I'm sorry about myself. I love that. I think that should be the name of the show, I think.
Yes! That Samantha has named the show.
Samantha,
I always name it early and I lose it at the end.
I don't know. I'm sorry about myself. I mean, that should be like my senior quote in high school.
You know, that should be like the tagline for this show. I'm sorry
about
myself.
Not another podcast. I'm sorry about myself.
Well, ourselves, I think, you know, because, I mean, you know, we have to include everyone.
Collectively, we're sorry about ourselves.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're just a gaggle of fail.
So, Jim, we're playing a variation on Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Okay.
And the first three celebrities were Cate Blanchett, Jack Black, and Jack Nicholson. Of those three, who would you marry, who would you fuck, and who would you kill?
Go.
Cate Blanchett. Trying to get a good handle on Cate Blanchett.
She was Galadriel in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Oh, well.
She was also what's her face? Hela in Thor.
I don't think Jim's seen that yet. He's got a kid. He's an unfit father.
We're an unfit superhero fan.
Which would mean I would have seen it, you fuck. Because instead of watching my child like a good father does, I did not, because I didn't see the fucking movie, now didn't I?
Well,
like,
she'll be in the
crib.
She's fine.
I'm just never sure.
Jim's kind of defensive tonight. He's a little punchy.
Well, answer the fucking question.
I got 2.5-year-old that seriously just, like, she climbs me. She drives me to a freaking wall. You know, I mean, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love her as the day is long, but I would sell her to, like, the mid-level bidder, you know, at this point. Not even, like, the highest, but the mid-level bidder. Like, a decent amount. If I can get a new car, a good used car out of the whole, like, transaction, totally would. Win.
Jim, have you explored the black market? Do you know how much a healthy white child is going for right now?
Pretty good money, bro.
What is it to be the black market, James? Why can't it just be the market?
Because the market
is
a little
completely
racist.
Different.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because every time I take her to the grocery store and try and say something, I'm the asshole, you know?
Right.
Dude, you can set yourself up, you and Malia, up for life. I mean, you guys can make another one.
Oh. No, she's all like, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to sell the kid or whatever. I'm just like, come on.
Dude.
I mean, they come out of you. Well, they come out of her. They don't come out of me. I mean, I use my dick. I press play on the whole baby-making machine, and then that's pretty much it. That's the end of the game for me.
That's about as long as it takes, huh, buddy?
And then he doesn't have sex for 9 months.
30 seconds? I appreciate your optimism there, Samantha. Really
God,
you know,
really
I mean, there's a lot of foreplay. There's a lot of, like, you know, role-playing. You know, I come in, like, in a trench coat, like, you know, like a detective. Like, you know, I hear there's a mystery in your vagina or whatever.
And that takes the first 20 seconds.
Can we explore this subject more? Because this is fascinating.
The
and you wonder why I'm punchy. Seconds. Like, I'm walking into, like, this, like, fistful of just, like, sorry I'm late. Jesus.
I really want to hear more about the roleplay stuff.
I just want to hug you.
Is there, Jim, is there like a desk involved? Do you play like old-timey, like...
Oh, don't even try. Don't even try and salvage at this point.
To make it look good.
Okay, I already got a 20-second mark from Samantha, and I've already got Danny kicking me in the dick twice.
All right, well, let's get on to your Mary Fuck Kill, then.
I love you, buddy.
No, okay, do you have, like, a detective name?
Yeah. Detective Fuck Off. He's Russian. Vladimir Fuck Off. He's from...
Does she come in and, like, you know, like the sultry, breathy babe? I have a problem.
I need you to look at something.
But it's not. Let me check underneath, you know, under carriage. Let me see under... Where their bits are not quite where the legs come together. Let me see it.
I think you switched to the mechanic role playing. Let me check drip pen.
Let me. You just sound like Colossus right there. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Deadpool lately,
I just love the idea of him calling his girl check the drip pen.
You sound moist. A lot of women like that term, but I love it. I like the term.
You two moist. Quarts low.
Let me check oil level.
Let me use dipstick to find out whether fluids are up to snuff.
I would so watch this show.
No, you don't get to watch us have sex. You don't get to do that. Sorry. Just read the book, read the blog that I put out there, you know, every week.
Next week on Detective Fuck Off.
Vladimir Fuck Off, thank you. Vladimir Fuck Off. His sister is strong. She lives on Volkswagen bus.
Is this the only role play you do, or is this just your favorite? Detective Fuck Off.
I don't think this is any of your business, James. I honestly don't. Where do you think you get off at getting to find out about my
sexual... Right around the time you started talking about drip pan.
Yeah, pretty much when you brought it up.
It's Fuck Off, not Jack Off.
Either way.
Jack Off is his cousin.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Different last name.
She's leaving
your hair, whatever.
Oh, my neighbors must think so much weird at this house.
Seriously, how elaborate are the costumes that you wear?
Well, I mean, there's the detective outfit, obviously.
Uh-huh.
We also have, like, Furry Night, where we just sort of get into, like, various mascot outfits and just kind of get into a yiffing pile, if you're familiar. No? Okay, apparently not.
Dan is moaning over here. I think
I don't know what a
yipping
pile is.
A yipping pile is where a bunch of furries get together and they kind of dry hump each other until they ejaculate or they climax inside of their outfits. I had to tell this to you like you don't know. Samantha, come on.
No, I know what a furry is. I didn't know what a yipping pile was.
Oh, I apologize. Well, that's part of the whole nomenclature. I don't know what really the terminology would be for that particular aspect.
I love that we're educating Samantha on furries.
It's an orgy pile.
Innocent.
They're just not naked.
There's
no actual penetration. Fuzzy.
Lots of heavy petting, though.
Yeah, we listen to No Effects, and then we just get into like a heavy petting zoo kind of a thing.
Wolves in wolves clothing. My favorite.
Do you have a favorite mascot or just whatever's handy?
Froofy the dog.
Yeah, the Philadelphia fucking Eagles, goddammit.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Oh yeah, good for them.
Every time the mascot puts on, God, it smells more and more musky in here.
There's a reason why the poles were greased in Philly, and it wasn't to stop people from climbing.
No, and they weren't greased, they were moistened.
From drip pan excretion.
I talked to my friend. He come over with moisture tools.
His lady know how to lay down snail trail better than anybody.
You just
see when you say snail trail.
Yeah, Yep. Samantha's title definitely takes this show.
We're sorry about ourselves.
Congratulations, Samantha. This one's all you. I hope you're happy.
A round of applause, everybody. Come on, yep.
Yay! It'll be stolen from me 5 minutes before we end.
I feel like we could go back to the Mary Fuck Kill, but I'm fascinated by Jim's role-playing sex life.
Well, James, what do you do? Like, how do you, you know, get into the mood?
Well, I run around and avoid any sort of red dot until she just can't hold the rifle anymore.
And then he just swoops in and hits that shit like a tiger, and then runs
and then I'm out again. Why do you think
like
I do so much cardio?
Another tiger.
Let's be honest, James. You don't run. Let's just call it as it is. You're not a runner. I look at you. I'm like, yeah, this guy doesn't. He doesn't jog much.
He's a power walker. He has that weird stride.
Really going back and forth.
The friction in there. Ugh,
don't lie, man.
Juicy.
That's a bad moisture.
What happened?
Other people's type of friction, James. Other people's type of friction.
Okay.
You know,
gotcha.
The scientific one. not the meat.
Shin chafing is basically what I think James is referring to.
Yes.
No, our foreplay consists of avoiding any sort of clean hit until the rifle is just too heavy for her to hold. And then I swoop in and I'm in and out.
Swoop? Come on. You make it seem... You're a lot more ambulatory than, but let's be honest, that you're not. I mean, come
on. An egg, just womp, 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 sit, stand, womp, womp, womp.
It's a little faster than that, but yeah.
Well, you know, we aim for something close.
I don't want to imagine James having sex, but if I had to, I mean, gun to my head, pun intended, I would imagine just basically presenting and waiting for, you know, either insertion or, you know.
So you've seen my sex tape. Awesome.
Why do I get the feeling like they'd both be holding lightsabers and Bree would get dressed up as Slave Leia and he would dress up like Boba Fett?
No. She dresses as Boba Fett. I dress as Slave Leia.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Because she Bree's... is the bounty hunter in this relationship.
This is fair.
Yeah, she's like Boba Fett, but she's got like a lightsaber strap on that she uses to penetrate James with. A
lot of pegging.
A lot of force.
Or just enough pegging to get the job done.
Just until she gets hers, and then she's done with it.
She doesn't even whisper "Happy Woman's Day."
Leaves him crying in the corner of the shower with it running. You know.
No. The crying part, yes, but not the shower running.
The scene from Me, Myself, and Irene, you know, washing his ass in the sink. Yeah.
Excellent reference, Dan. I swear to God, I love that. That part in that movie always just breaks me in half. He's just like, you know, what was this for? He's like, that wasn't for me. That was for you. He's like, oh, I guess it would explain why my asshole hurts.
Next minute I turn around, you shove it up my ass. You shoved it up your own ass.
That's a great movie.
Yes, it is.
It's a good Christmas movie. I think it is a good Christmas movie. Like, you just surround the family. Yeah.
Okay, Jim, so Kate Blanchett, Jack Black, and Jack Nicholson. Who would you marry, who would you fuck, and who would you kill?
Shit. Okay, well, it's a tough one right here because, I am a self-loather, so, and people have said that I look, when my beard is shaved, I look similar to Jack Black, so I would kill Jack Black. Just because the
yeah.
So there's that. I would fuck Kate Blanchett because I mean, come on now. I mean, she's got some mythical like her. She's got like a Merkin made of mithril that is just it can't be beat.
You'd have to talk and her into speaking Elvish.
Yeah.
Oh, she just does that.
As we fuck, I'm just like for Mordor, you know, and. And of course, I gotta marry Jack Nicholson because I mean, come on, man, it's Jack fucking Nicholson. Like, and for the record, Jack's the top, I'm the bottom. I mean, that doesn't even need to be said, but I say it out loud because, I mean, come on. Nope. You don't fuck Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson fucks you, and you thank him for the privilege.
You know what's
maybe
super
back in the
funny
day, but I think now I could take him.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
and I would be the only one who could say that they fucked Jack Nicholson and he didn't fuck me.
Mm-hmm. He'd probably tell people he fucked you, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they'd believe him over you.
But
so,
I'd
you know
the truth.
That.
Jack would know the truth, and that's all that would matter.
You just stare him down walking just, down the street, and he just kind of drops his eyes like, yeah, I know.
You know, in all those places, you guys crisscross each other's paths.
Right, right. Yeah, because that happens all the time.
Okay, just so
various frequencies and whatnot.
Just so we can catch Jim up, the next three questions we had were: who would you get into a drunken bar fight with? And this is you and this person against the bar. Who would you party with for one night? And who would you go on a cross-country road trip with? And the celebrities were
Harrison Ford, Jeffrey Rush, and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, damn. Well, ScarJo and I are going to fuck up a bar, you know, together. Because, I mean, that's just, I mean,
I don't think she can fight. I mean, she acts like she can fight.
She's got choreography. She can make it look good.
Yeah, but I
exactly
think she'd get her ass kicked,
though.
That's her.
So am I. But, I mean, we're going to try and make it look good.
However, she would make a great human shield. I don't think anybody would want to hit her, even drunk. They might hit on her, but I don't think they would actually
try
to
hit
her. No,
if I were drunk, I'd hit her.
Well, yeah. You don't feel sure
you.
Jack Nicholson,
you know, it's the
so
nose.
It's on her.
It really is the nose.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's adorable.
Oh, I do too. But that nose just—if you're drunk, that nose
so
is
just
grab
it and you go
punched.
Honk. So, all right, road trip and party for one night. Harrison Ford, Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, party for one night. I'm going to go with Harrison Ford because it's. It was a little known fact, but I think it's become a little bit more prevalent. Now he's a huge stoner. So the two of us would just pull bong hits until neither one of us could actually see straight. And that would be fucking awesome. And obviously we have a little bit of a history as some of you
really?
are aware.
Party with him?
Might as well get it out
yeah
in the open over
so
some bong rips and some beer.
Jim's like, hey, you remember when you did witness?
Yeah, I was there.
I remember.
I fucking remember everything.
As he's clearing a 6-foot graphics bong, he's like, no, I don't remember that at all.
Actor Harrison Ford was found in a ditch in Pennsylvania.
With a bong shoved up his ass, a 6-footer, no less.
Then he put
all the way
himself
up to the bowl.
Comedian Don Frost had this to say.
He was found right next to the body of Jack Black.
Samantha, I love you. That he put there himself. See, that did not quite get the respect that it deserved. I feel.
Bringing it back around.
Thank you. That's called full circle.
Yep.
And road trip with Jeffrey Rush because I don't know. Did you guys ever see a movie called Quills?
Yes.
Heard of it.
Oh, dude.
He plays
where he plays the Marquis de Sade.
Fuck yeah,
oh,
buddy.
Dude. Like,
so Jim
yeah,
really self-loathes. He's going to road trip with the Marquis de Sade.
Hey, dude knew how to write some porn back in the day, bro. And he got so desperate to write it down, he wrote it down in his own shit. I mean, hey.
Yeah, he did.
You work with what you got. And then he did it with blood, and that didn't work. So yeah, yeah. Brownie points to him. He knows how to roll hard. That's for damn sure. He was into Shista before Shista was cool.
he was the premier, I guess, defecation hipster, I guess, if you want to try and
so
turn that into
G.G.
a
Allen
thing.
Before G.G. Allen.
Oh, yeah. Fuck real.
Okay. Okay, so the next three questions, Jim, you actually get to pick the celebrities for it. And the questions are, who would you go to prison for? Who would you betray?
Okay.
And who would you like to be trapped on a deserted island with?
Ooh, well, trapped on a deserted island. Easy answer.
You pick the celebrities, and then we all go around.
Yep, yep. And also, by the way, Donald Trump has been excluded from these proceedings.
And it has to be present day celebrities, as they are now.
Yeah, living and still out.
Because I believe the
category
is the
celebrity I'm very excited about.
Yeah, the category was celebrities, not a fucktard that needs to be burned alive from fucking, you know.
Well, I'm just saying.
Pretty much we would all agree on what needs to happen to him. So
yeah, so that's why he's excluded.
So I picked three celebrities, and you guys choose?
Yeah, and then and you get to go last and tell us your choices.
Okay, first off, Bill Murray. Second off would be Selma Hayek. And third would be...
I love you, Jim.
Let's see here. Me.
Because
I'm a celebrity. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You know what? I'm going to accept it.
I'm huge in Tucson, Arizona.
Why do you set yourself up for me to hit you in low blows like this? Why do you do this to yourself?
Because I'm Catholic.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Follow him in there like that.
Judges accept Big Jim as a celebrity.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
And I will go first. I would go to prison for Big Jim.
Thank you.
For how
what
long?
Did I do? Or what did you do? What was done?
I don't know, Jim. What did you do? Why am I going to prison for you? Why am I covering for you?
Breaking and entering out of
you unfit father. Why am I taking the fall for you?
Molestation of a dead horse.
Hmm. That could be.
I think I can rock that in prison.
Equine necrophilia. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I love that. That Dan had that term like in his back pocket, just waiting for somebody to mention it.
That's his Saturday night.
He's like, I've been sitting on this phrase for years.
I speak a little Latin, sweetheart.
That is his Saturday night. That's why.
Quit and this is why
you can't go. Yeah,
right?
Why you can't go back to the petting zoo? So
exactly
the heavy petting zoo.
It's the only way we do it.
I would betray Bill Murray just so I could be trapped on a desert island with Selma Hayek.
Right.
Because there's a good chance that she's going to be naked.
Right.
A real good chance.
She's going to have to take a bath sooner or later.
Sometimes it gets cold, and sometimes you need a cuddle buddy to keep you warm. Uh-huh. And everyone knows the best way to transfer body heat is skin to skin.
Oh, yeah. And she would probably tell you she'd rather die.
Probably. But I'm trapped on a deserted island, so I'm playing the long game.
Worst case scenario, you're going to be like, I'll see you on the other side of the island.
The island's like 10 feet.
What are you doing over there? I'm working out.
It's leg day.
It's leg day. Ooh, that might be a better term for the show. It's leg day.
Nah, I still think.
No,
we're sorry for ourselves.
Okay, Dan, you're up.
All right. So, desert island, betray, go to jail for. Honestly, I'm going to have to basically copy you. Because, quite frankly, Bill Murray nowadays is very low on my list of people I give a shit about. Back in the day, but nowadays, not so much. So, yeah, I would betray him. But that just means that, Jim, I would go to prison for you as well.
What did you do, Jim? Why is Dad taking the fall for you?
You deadbeat father.
I think you just answered your own question. Just being a deadbeat father, I think it's. I don't know if that's a punishable crime.
Squid was
found with,
left
you know,
alone next to the bodies of Jack Black
and Harrison Ford.
So many celebrity corpses. So many celebrity corpses.
Oh man, it's 2006.
This pile is just getting bigger and bigger.
This is a very busy
man.
Road.
This show got bloodthirsty in a minute, man. Like, it did not take
celebrity
long.
Celebrities stop going
violent
to
people,
PA.
What can I say?
If you see this man, stay away. You have a 1 in 3 chance of surviving.
Samantha, right, you're
Samantha,
up.
Samantha, you're up.
Okay. I think I'm going to change it up a little bit.
She's going to betray Jim.
She's still
waiting for it. We're waiting for it.
The real murderer of Harrison Ford and Jack Black and the Squid is identified.
You know what Harrison Ford did to me.
My former podcast
partner.
You know why.
You know why.
know.
You know why. All right. So I think I'm having the biggest trouble between what I would do with Bill Murray and Selma Hayek. So I think I would go to prison for Selma Hayek. I've always been a fan of hers, and she's, I feel like she's very charming. You could get me out of it.
That's fair.
I would betray Bill Murray.
Nah. Oh,
I would end up on a desert island with Big Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Mainly because I'm pretty it's sure I day. Can survive better.
Well, let's be fair. If it came down to it, I mean, she could feast on my flesh for a long time. She would be willing to be able to survive on that island for many, many moons based on my plus Bill Murray, he's a little pudgier than he used to be. Like, he's not like Stripes Bill Murray anymore. Like, he's
but the meat is he's really a little bit stringy. Heavier, but
and a little bit gamey.
Yeah, a little gamey, you know.
A lot gamey.
So, I mean, if you had to survive on human flesh, that's let's be West honest, Anderson, I'm the premier choice. So you know, the meat probably not the best quality. Let's just go ahead and say
but
that
there's
much.
Plenty I mean, of it.
Lots to go around.
Yeah.
The guy who ate so. Jack Black, Harrison Ford,
and the squid.
They just come out of them like a snake, you know. Doesn't even fully digest them. They're just kind of. That's how you can identify them still.
Dan, you hurt me in a way that makes me love you more and more every time we talk. So,
Dan is your Marquis de Sade.
Fuck real, yeah, dude. Bugger me.
Your name
okay, Jim.
The wall,
you're up. Who would you betray? Who would you go to prison for? And I guess trapped on it. This is going to be interesting, given he's one of the celebrities,
right?
Well, this is an easy choice for me. Betray myself.
What did
send
you
myself
do, Jim?
To prison.
Deadbeat father.
Not for that, or maybe, I don't know.
For meat fucking.
How dare I?
I would spend. Well, see, so it's betray, desert island. What's the third one?
Prison.
Go to prison for.
I go to prison for Bill Murray.
Really?
Well, no, I betray myself.
Well, had Jim not been on there, Murray. I would have gone to prison for Bill Murray.
You know, and then if I ever managed to escape, I would want to spend some time on a desert island with Miss Selma Hayek because, oh my God, like just she's sultry and she's funny and she's highly got curves that are dangerous at any speed.
Every day she's going to look across the island at Jim and go, what are you doing? And he's just going to be
stop
working out.
Stop looking at me. It's leg day.
Jim.
Stop body shaming me.
But he's working out and doing leg day in his detective outfit.
Trench coat and sock suspenders. That's
he's
all you need.
Getting ready.
Why sock suspenders? I mean, I know I'm going to be wearing them, but you didn't have to call me out on the sock suspenders.
The problem
that's
is
that's how I roll, buddy.
He's wearing the Crocs instead of that.
My comfy master
I'm on
shoes?
A beach, you fuck. I'm on a beach. So, yeah, I'm wearing goddamn Crocs. You goddamn
Crocs,
right.
Black socks, and socks.
And a trench coat.
And nothing else.
That's all you need, buddy. That's all you need. You can just tell her that all your clothes got, you know, blown away in the middle of the night. I don't know what to do about it.
You know, in all sincerity, like if I ever had a chance to be alone in a room with Selma Hayek or on a desert island or whatever, I would just be so bashful. I'd be like, you know, can I bring you more berries and, you know, more, you know, some more nuts?
Let me open this coconut with my head.
Let me rub your feet.
just like, God damn it.
He can't form full sentences, so she thinks he's like from some off the map country.
Here's the thing,
right.
Miss Hayek, I come to island with you and make, you know, delicious.
She sounds like Rosie Perez.
Make sand treat. Babies.
Sand babies? Okay. Well,
there's maybe. A lot of sand on the desert island.
And it gets everywhere.
Everywhere.
You got sand.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure she probably drowned herself. this is my only option right here.
Let me check drip pan. Make sure no sand gets in.
Let me clean sand out of drip pan. You will feel better.
Don't feel grill and sand it dry up.
Trust me. It'll make you feel all clean.
You special and dirty deep stick.
At the same time.
I am detective in moisture law enforcement. I'm here to make sure that you are damp enough for.
I have a special tool for measuring such things. You trust me.
And again, I just hear Colossus.
Oh, your poor wife.
Dan as Colossus, just like.
Yeah.
Just railing poor Selma Hayek, you know, as the day is long.
I was gonna.
The whole time she'll be staring at Dan, going, "You're gonna die in like 5 minutes."
This will be a good long 5 minutes. Worry later. Right now, check drain.
Check pen. I will taste it.
Honestly,
with my
if Samantha hadn't sack. Come up with such a great title, I would have called this episode "Check Drip Pen." Oh Jesus!
Good times.
Okay, so that about wraps it up. Thank God, because I don't know how much more of this anyone's gonna listen to.
They stopped listening back when I first mentioned Drip Tray.
Yeah, as well, we were talking to the other ones. I came up with a couple other really good Mary Fuck Kills. I'm like, damn it. Now we gotta go.
Well, you always want to leave them wanting more. You always got to leave them wanting more.
Well, or less.
Always readdress this at another day where we feel like nobody needs to listen.
Okay, I'll keep the list then.
Good call.
These are some heinous people.
We might revisit this next week because we will potentially have Bryce back.
Nice.
Oh, dear Lord. The people, well, he would just, you know, fuck it. Well, he would kill and then fuck most of the people on the list. So then, like, yeah, marry.
No, you're right.
Maybe.
He would kill them and then fuck them to death.
Yeah.
And then marry the corpses.
It seems we understand
with them,
very well.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not so much.
It's left out Bryce isn't even here, and he's still, like, crushing it. Like, he's still getting laughs, like, for real.
Well, it'll be good to have our joke sniper back. Jim, wear your body armor, because I know he's been saving up stuff for you.
Oh, great.
He's
fantastic.
So.
Is it sperm?
He's actually been listening.
Yes, Samantha, as a matter of fact.
It is lots of sperm.
Oh, good.
He's going to put it
you
in
asked
the
sperm. You asked that so innocently and adorably, like, you're just, is there sperm?
What?
That's because I am adorable.
Adorably disgusting, that's our Samantha.
So adorable and yet sticky.
And that's sticky.
We call that...
Speaking of sperm, okay, so...
Best... segue ever. Right there.
Speaking of sperm.
Oh, Jesus. Is it too late to rename the show?
Not yet.
She's
topping herself every time. Every time.
Sam really wants the win today.
I really got to start keeping score on this.
I know. I'm telling you. We need a chalkboard or something.
Or earplugs, or
an
just
Excel spreadsheet. I don't know. It is.
Speaking of sperm, hey, we should have a spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet.
It's like,
oh damn, Samantha came to play tonight. Damn.
So I was listening to. I was feeling nostalgic for some music of my youth, and. I ran across this video on Facebook that said songs that are turning 20 this year. And I was like, oh shit. And one of them is Kid Rock, Ba with a Ba, Ba with a Ba. And I was like, okay, I haven't listened to that in a while. So I queued it up on my Pandora and I was listening through it. And I was like, oh man, I still remember most of these words. Then I get to Cowboy. And there's a lyric in Cowboy that says, I'm going to paint his town red and paint his wife white. And I did not know until today what paint his wife white meant.
Oh, yeah.
So I went, oh, there goes another tiny shred of innocence. Go.
Just right down the toilet.
The last shred is finally got it.
So now I was 13 when that song came out. And I was like, oh, my God.
I was surprised that that lyric actually would make it onto onto the radio. Yeah, because the other songs. Yeah, well, other songs that were the Sublime, like where he's just like, you know, I'll say to Honda or whatever, you know, I got a something for his bitch ass, but they would always like bleep out bitch ass. I'm just like, really? That's the line that you bleep out, but let yet Kid Rock and say, I paint your wife white. I mean, clearly he's not, you know, he's not like Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. He doesn't have a bunch of whitewash that he's, you know, sitting there with a fence. Oh, here's your wife. I'll just paint her white as well. There you go. Do-do-do.
That would be too.
And then talk like, well,
I always had an image of just like with a red paint roller and a white paint roller. And I'm like, I have no idea what this means. And then today I'm listening to it again. It's been a long time since I've heard the song. And I was like, oh,
He's talking about splooge. Curse your devilish charm, Kid Rock.
Sly way.
And again, just dead silence. I know how to bring this show to a screeching fuck halt.
Mm-hmm. I just like seeing how long these awkward pauses go.
Well, you talked, so you ruined.
I say words and
if the best you, words, if good words.
Here's the thing: when I say words and I speak in English term, you know, after checking saucepan beneath moisture
you need to check
collection.
Drip pan. It is important.
It's funny, but you're white. Come to my country.
It's a piece of shit part.
It's Putin and Trump talking sex. I want this to keep going.
No, they talk fuck. They don't talk sex. They
talk
fuck.
Fuck. We no make love.
My sex is a
love
cheeseburger
is what I do to
in my
wife.
Bed.
Make
it's really good.
We make
I have the best
fuck.
Burgers.
We make it with a fuck.
This is both just way. Shirtless and just, you know, just gross and like, ugh, just like a sheen of some kind of, like, just some kind of ick, just some kind of just residue upon them, some secretion. And again, awkward silence. Okay, so that's like three for me. You guys suck at this game. You guys suck at this game of awkward silence because I'm killing it now.
My dog is standing on my shoulders, and it
I
was
now
hurting.
Know what the orange God. Color on Trump is.
It's the irradiated Putin cup.
It's some sort of sheen.
Of ick.
It's Chernobyl.
Oh, speaking of sperm,
it's the only place we can be alone. Chernobyl. Not many people around.
It's like icing you put on top of carrot cake. You understand? You just sort of like secrete it across the top there.
When
there
sperm
it is.
Come out, they're glowing dark.
Yes. Is sweet and salty at the same time.
With just a heat
that's
of
four.
Paprika.
That's four. You guys suck. Come on, man. Are you guys even playing?
It's so salty.
Oh, wait, no.
It's the best salt. It's the greatest salt. It's the best. I use it on my food.
A hint of
paprika. The salt that I've ever used is very good. Very dry.
If we didn't have a title for the show, that would be it.
It absorbs moisture like better than anyone else.
It's like smoke salt.
Make America moist again, I think.
Check drip pan of America. It is
drip pan of America. Ooh. I know Samantha got
out of Florida, no?
It is very moist there. Oh no.
Well, this, I think we should just all like, turn in four different directions and just walk away from this podcast.
This devolves so beautifully.
We're sorry for the hour of the listeners that actually sat.
Oh, I'm not apologizing for this. If you listened to this, you brought this on yourself.
If you made it this far, you knew what was coming.
Not another regret podcast.
Honestly, I think Samantha won this with. With its leg day, spreadsheet, and speaking of sperm.
Yay!
Segue of the day.
Although,
we apologize for ourselves.
No.
Sorry for myself. But, which I have to say, like, I heard that on Archer first, and I think it's the funniest thing ever. He's like, again, I'm sorry about myself. Just had to give.
I don't know if you guys heard it, but Dan really kind of took it with a hint of paprika.
Just a hint of paprika. It is the flavor of love. It is the taste of
is the Russian flavor of love.
It's warming.
It's your noble born only.
It's the only flavor we have besides vodka.
This is how we really melt down in Russia.
Samantha, you were like just like a boxer that just refuses to go down. Like you just keep swinging and you just keep crushing it every fucking time.
Boom, baby.
I seriously just want to let Samantha and Dan go. Because it's like you said, Jim. It's like two boxers that just will not relent.
You want to ring the bell?
Ding.
Epic pause punch.
If only we were in the same room, we'd do the punch. Oh, and then photo opportunity.
Fuck.
No, it was a punch felt across the country, is what that was.
Good. Hope it hurt.
Followed by so much shame. And then leg day. There's Jim in the corner like Mickey.
Slowly tugging myself beneath my trench coat.
Does that make you Adrian?
Oh. Yeah, probably.
You can be my Adrian.
Have you rewatched that movie recently? Like, the Rocky series is one of my favorite movie franchises of ever. And, but when he first kisses Adrian, it's a little rapey feeling.
Because it's kind of slatty. It's a little face smashy.
Like, rewatch that scene. Just that scene. The uncomfortableness of it.
Tell me how you really feel, Samantha. How do you really feel?
Rocky's a little rapey.
A little rapey.
It's not rapey. It's a little creepy, and I'm just like,
Adrian asking Rocky when they got home, did you give me your best?
The best.
Oh, you know, I got in there, and I stuck it, and I moved it.
Tuck it as deep as I could, you know?
I'm going to go 12
rounds. Look
like
chasing no chicken in an alley, Adrian.
I'm going to go existence.
What are you, drunk, Rocky?
When does he not get drunk?
Oh, Samantha sounded like drunk Rocky.
Yeah, yeah.
I can go existence.
I don't know what to do. I was like,
well, she's punch drunk.
I wanted to check the drip pen. It didn't work out for me, you know? Yeah, I just went for the top.
It's leg day, I guess.
No, you stick with
Ivan
Drago over there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
If he dies, he dies.
If I were to kiss Adrian, she would feel it in back of skull.
All right, James, you and I, we can't compete at this point.
No, at this point.
And let two champions just go at
honestly,
each other.
Honestly, I just want to let them go and just watch, man. Or listen in this case.
Yeah. Well, for the sake of time, I will concede defeat to you, Samantha.
There's always next week.
There is.
Did you just come?
A little bit.
Did it have a hint of paprika?
Just a hint.
Just a hint.
I need a drip pan, okay?
We know about you, Samantha. We know.
The country knows.
So I don't need a drip pan as much
you
as
a bucket.
Bucket.
Nice.
God damn. I want to add to this, but I can't. Because
Samantha
I'm
Tsunami.
Just
that's what.
That's my porn name.
Tsunami Sam.
Google it. No.
When she's not Menstrata, she's Samantha Tsunami.
I forgot about this.
I think you broke Dan. I think Dan's broken now.
Once a month, Samantha Tsunami, sweet porn star by day, becomes Menstrata, villain of all men.
I would read that comic book.
I want to make it one. How funny would that be?
I might not be able to read it by my wife, but yeah, no, it sounds good.
First issue, Crimson
Tide. Sounds
like a
great magazine for leg day, that's all I can say.
Have you seen Samantha Tsunami's videos? You need
tarp. No, and I don't.
It's like
I don't
Gallagher
want to.
Show.
I don't want to.
Rain jackets and
tarps. No, they don't. It's not a real thing, just so y'all know.
Yeah, is that going to stop me from looking? Yes. No. I'm like,
I'm going to Google that shit when I get home.
Not with
the
your
dark web. Or... I'm going to go in the dark web right now and be like, where the fuck is it?
It's one of those like amateur you porn videos.
Nice. Very close up.
This is how you expect it.
It's not even focused. It's not even done with a high quality camera.
If you go to feel around, they just dump a bucket of water on you.
Welcome to the party.
I was hungry, and now I'm not anymore because you guys are dicks.
I've been looking for an out for this damn show for like the last 15 minutes.
Change.
Okay. Are we all right?
Yeah, it is.
Anyone else got anything else to add?
I feel fully released. I'm good.
Eyes to the floor. Turn around. And 90 degrees from everyone else in the room, and then just walk the fuck away.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else think we can make a super successful sitcom about us podcasting?
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.